the start of the multimedia presentation about Coglet. If you don't know what Coglet is, you will realize that we do have quite a lot of fun. There are places where things like this will be called mother and toddler groups. Heaven help us. This is not only for mums. We have dads, grannies. We have people who are carers of children. So they all turn up and join with us at Madley Park on a Thursday afternoon. This is part of the team that you've just seen out there. We've got some pictures, I hope, that are rolling, which give you an idea of the sort of things that happen. And I think in terms of what we're looking at tonight, I want to direct you to the front of the leaflet you've got, because really we are about transformation. We want to transform families. We want to transform children's lives at that very early stage. And we want to enable them to flourish. Principally, that's what we're in business about. Now, how do we do that? We do that by serving cups of tea and coffee and squash, cake, biscuits, and spending time. Now, if you think that Coglets is about getting down on the floor and playing with tiny tots, yes, that's only part of the story, though. The larger part of our time is spent talking to the adults, to the parents, to the carers, to the mums and dads, to the grandparents who come, many of whom come with other issues apart from just looking after their children. And as we befriend them and get to know them, for example, one woman turned around and said, "One of the things I love about coming here is that you bring me a cup of tea. Do you know, the first time I came, it was the first cup of tea I'd had brought to me in 3 years. Others say, "It's wonderful coming here because you put out enough chairs for us all to sit on. There are toddler groups I go to where we have to stand up." So it's showing love, it's showing care, it's showing friendship in the name of Jesus. And out of that, we get into conversations. Some of them are sometimes quite deep. One lady who was a long-standing member who's now moved out of the area came to us last year. We spent a lot of time praying with her, ministering to her, because her oldest daughter, who was away at university, was extremely ill and at one point was quite near death. And she needed specialist medical care, which could only be offered in a small number of places around the country. There was no resource available, and the time was getting very short. We prayed urgently that this special room, because it required radioisotopes being administered to this girl, could be found. Within a relatively short time, a bed was found in Oxford. We just praise God. She's really well. We've recently had one lady who came along and said, "This is my last Thursday because my little girl's going off to a childminder because my shifts have changed." She then turned up the next week. We said, "Hello, what are you doing here?" She said, "I've come specifically to see you because I need help." Her friend is in stage 4 cancer. We didn't think she was going to live much beyond Christmas. And she asked if we could help to enable this woman to have a day to remember with her 3-year-old. We were able to do that by just quietly telling the people who are there about the need. Without going into great detail, we raised a colossal amount of money on one shot. Didn't go on for weeks, just one day. We provided some hampers for her for Christmas, and she's had some good times. We are now praying that she's on the road to at least remission in her illness. She's going on. We thought she may be dead by now. She was so ill, really very ill. So people are responding because they see that we have a relationship with God. We love them. We love Jesus. And they come and say, "These are our needs. Please pray." That's bringing transformation and enabling flourishing to take place. Anyway, I don't know whether there's any more of this multimedia presentation.
His little creation from today. Thank you to Michelle for creating this little wonder. It looks a bit sparse because all our little coglets like taking away their artwork. They're so shepherds giving up. But yeah, just to give you a sense of what it's like to come to coglets. Do come and try us, play, whatever you like. Come and talk to us later if you've got any questions.